Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What did President Trump know, and when did he know it? Those questions are cliches at this point after two impeachments and multiple scandals. But through the January 6th committee hearing, we've learned that former President Trump was told that having Vice President Mike Pence overturn the result of the 2020 election was illegal. Jill Weinbanks was a Watergate prosecutor and is now an MSNBC legal analyst. She joins us from Washington, D.C. to talk about the hearings. Hi, Jill.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for being here. We watched a dramatic hearing yesterday. Tell us what stands out to you from the testimony you heard.
There were a lot of things that stood out. I was actually moved by the testimony of Greg Jacob about the events at the Capitol and the danger to the vice president. And he made it in a very compelling way. I'm shocked and appalled by the memos that Eastman wrote, which we've known about, and I've been shocked and appalled by those. But now, by the fact that he asked for a pardon, showing a total consciousness of guilt, that he knew what he was proposing was illegal.
Right.
I was shocked by the admissions that he admitted that he knew that he was violating the Electoral College Act in proposing what he was proposing, and that he didn't care if there was violence that resulted.
So it's clear that Eastman, this conservative lawyer working for President Trump at the time, it's clear he knew his theory of using Pence to overturn the election was illegal. And it's clear that President Trump was told it was illegal. Yeah. What does that indicate to you about the thinking inside the Trump administration at that time, pre-January 6th and after?
And to this day, that's the real risk to America, is that this continues. But it clearly shows, one, they don't care about the law, that they're willing to violate the law knowingly, and that they're willing to undermine our election, our entire democratic process, and our constitutional foundations. They both, you know, the lawyer knew it was illegal. Donald Trump was told it was illegal by many people. And they also knew that even if it wasn't illegal, it had no factual basis, that there was no fraud. So you have this double bind where it builds on each other. One, there's no fraud, but let's say there's fraud, and therefore we have to take action to protect it. Let's do something illegal to do that. Even if there was fraud, you can't do something illegal. You have to do legal things.
And so what is your assessment of the legal jeopardy, then, that former President Trump is in, and is prosecuting a former president even an option?
Prosecuting a former president, let me go back to the days of Watergate. When we debated, should the president be indicted, it wasn't a question of whether there was sufficient evidence. There was more than ample evidence to indict Richard Nixon. It looks to me, from what I have seen publicly, that there is ample evidence to indict Donald Trump. The question remains, should a president, sitting or former, be indicted? I don't think there's much of an argument for not indicting a sitting president on the grounds that it could interfere with his conduct of the presidency. You don't want a criminal president conducting the presidency, so you should indict him if there's sufficient evidence to convict and to sustain the conviction, to withhold any appeals. Once the person is no longer president, there's no argument against indicting a person who is an ordinary citizen.
So if you were inside the DOJ right now and looking at the evidence presented by the January 6th committee, with your history as a Watergate prosecutor, what would you be thinking about next steps for a potential prosecution?
I would be gathering together all of the various laws that he may have violated, and I'd be matching them up with the evidence on those particular statutes. Each statute has its own specific requirements. I believe they've shown knowledge and intent, and they've shown conduct. And they just have to make sure that all of the dots are connected, that you go from he ordered them to march to the Capitol, you have to prove that he knew that they would be violent, or not. All you have to prove is he knew they were going to disrupt the electoral vote count.
And so Attorney General Merrick Garland has said that the DOJ will pay close attention to all this, to the hearings, and present evidence. You know, is that what you want to hear from Garland's office at this point?
I've heard that from Garland's office for a long time. I would like to personally hear more. I know that many of my, you know, I do a podcast called Hashtag Sisters-in-Law, and there are at least two of them who feel that, no, we just have to give them time. And we do have to give them time. It has to be done right. But they've had a lot of time, and I think it is time for some bold action. This will also take possibly, there is an Office of Legal Counsel, which is an office within the Department of Justice, opinion that says you can't indict a president.
Well, we shall see. There is more to come. Jill Weinbanks, MSNBC legal analyst, former Watergate special prosecutor. I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.